Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209 to figure road, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't letting nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these are it.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them as far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swat me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. Well, I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa. Entry to USA show, a show that's for you and only you and no one else. It's Ken Scott, sorry, Lord Ken Scott, Senior U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst with www.usentrywaiverservices.com. And as you guys are well aware, we resolve all of your USA border crossing issues. So today is what? Today is December 23rd here in good old Surrey, British Columbia, and we have a major snowfall event occurring at the moment, so it is what it is. You got cars sliding on the road, cars sliding in the ditches, cars flipping over, just cars flying through the air. It's simply insanity here, pure insanity, but it is what it is, and a bit snowed in, but that's fine, whatever. On my SUV, just got winter tires yesterday or day before, but even I won't go out in the snow and ice if I have to. So, anyway, just did a bit of housekeeping there. Got a very important special person listening, and I want to reach out and say hello to him. So, hello, special person. He cannot hear me. Well, he can hear me, but he cannot respond. So, I'll leave it here at that. Anyway, today's show is about how long does the eSafe application take? Now, we're going to have a special guest on here in about, let me see, another 5 minutes. He's just leaving the place he's at right now just to get sorted out. So this show is basically just to give you guys some background history, what's been happening. These discount waiver companies like Batman's Pardons and Waivers, etc., for their $6.99 fee, they're telling these people, and even these lawyers, you know, are telling people that if you file with this eSafe, you're essentially, some go as far as to say guaranteed, but you're essentially guaranteed to be approved for your waiver in 40 days or less. And guys, you know, I have to say it. That is complete malarkey. I know what I want to say, but I can't say for obvious reasons. Yeah, welcome to 2022, 2023, and essentially, it's difficult saying what you really want to say in society now, so it is what it is. But anyway, so getting back to the topic, though, we're trying to bring awareness to people, let you guys know that that's, again, that's complete malarkey, because there's no way on this planet, just by using an electronic version of filing for a waiver, you're guaranteed approved in 40 days. Case in point, if you have a, let's say, a person, male or female, you know, gender neutral, let's say you have a person who is accused of molesting little boys or little girls, and the molestation occurred, I don't know, 10 years ago. So you got the molester or ex-molester, but then you have a guy who stole a car 10 years ago. Common sense should sit in with you guys that the molester's case, obviously, it's going to take a lot longer to get cleared than the car thieves. It's basic common sense 101. And with the American federal government, when you work there as an employee, just essentially when you're working in an office, let's say an office worker, you're working in an office, you have what's called an inbox. An inbox is where you get your new cases in, hence it's called inbox. Now, you can have a paper inbox where paper applications are dropped in your inbox or an electronic inbox. Nevertheless, it's still an inbox. Now, come on, people. Let's use some common sense here. If your inbox is full from other cases that came in prior, let's say waiver applications that came in prior to you and give a backlog, how in the F are you going to get – how is John – no, I won't even say that. How is Jim Sims' molestation case going to get approved over all the others based upon the backlog and the inbox? It's common sense. It's first come, first serve. So do not believe these fish stories coming out even from CBP saying, oh, guarantee it's faster. The American government has recently invested money into different computerized databases, and they essentially want to get a bang for their buck. That's fine for them. It does nothing for you. We had a bird that called us the other day. She tried to figure out this eSafe, and I told her, I said, why are you even doing eSafe when you can just use paper? She said, oh. I said, well, yeah, it's common sense. She said, well, he didn't say I had to. He said, how much easier, as fast. I said, yeah, that's BS. I said, it's common sense. If you got a backlog, you got a backlog. Well, if the office has a backlog, it's a backlog. I mean, generally speaking, 1 + 1 will always equal 2 for the people who can count that high. But there are some people in society, you know, they have trouble, I guess, you know, in that area. But but I mean, you know, I'm not poking fun at them, but, you know, it is what it is. So let's see what time is now. Okay, my guy, he should be done here in another minute or so. And we're going to get him on the line and find out what his experience was like dealing with the discount waiver company and this eSafe. But before we do that, just a word from one of our sponsors.
Has this ever happened to you? You live in Canada, and you're stopped at the American border and denied entry, preventing you from traveling to Vegas or anywhere in America for that matter? Maybe they gave you a hard time because you got busted smoking a joint or something a long time ago. How about you U.S. citizens who've been stopped at the Canadian border on your way to Whistler, Vancouver, maybe Toronto? Didn't it just piss you off? Well, especially if the border official gave you a hard time because of some little thing on your record from the distant past. Well, denied entry to USA.com can help. Denied entry to USA specializes in resolving border crossing problems. With years of experience, these guys can be your lifesavers. They'll work on your behalf so you can easily go back and forth for vacations, business, pleasure, or just have fun, if you know what I mean. Online at denied entry to USA.com, or give them a call at 888-908-3841. That's 888-908-3841. 3841. Get your ass back on the road with denied entry to USA.com.
Okay, guys, now we're back. So now let's see if we can get this, literally, let's get this show on the road. Let me reach out to the gentleman here. Okay. Okay. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Hey. What's up? Hey, John. How are you?
Fine, yourself?
Good, good. So, guys, we have Mr. John Doe here, and Mr. Doe is a waiver applicant. He went somewhere else. His case has to be redone. I won't bore you guys with the details why, but we invited him to the show to get his opinion on eSafe, and I guess his opinion on how he was dealt with the discount waiver company. So, John, what's going on today?
Well, like I told you, I just came out of the gym, and nothing much. Well, we're just going through it day by day, and looking forward to trying again for my waiver application.
Oh, that sounds excellent. So, can you tell us? Well, first question is the most important one. You filed using eSafe, correct?
Yeah.
And your processing took about 8 months?
Yeah, I think even I filed in April, and I just got an answer in just like a couple of weeks ago.
And the answer you got was not something that was, you know, that you that was favorable, so it's going to be redone.
I got denied.
So tell us, what was the eSafe process like with the discount waiver company? I guess it's kind of one and the same. What was it like dealing with them in the process?
Well, I'm going to be fairly honest. The eSafe process is not that hard. I got to say, it's not that hard. It's not complicated. They make the instructions are clear, but my company didn't accompany me at all. So basically I had to do everything by myself. I have to figure out everything. So at first it's kind of overwhelming because there's a lot of information, but you take it step by step, and you think that by doing by following all these steps, you'll get a faster answer. But, it's not the case at all.
And that's kind of what we've been telling people. But I could say, because you're younger, you're not in Generation X, you're in the generation after X. So you're more tech savvy in that sense. But someone who's, let's say, baby boomer and some
No, it would be hard for them. Because you would have to take time and be familiar with you would have to be familiar with the internet and how it goes, and you actually have to find it, because even if you Google it, you'll have different you'll have a bunch of different links, and because eSafe doesn't try to be the number one on Google, they just do their thing and it's whatever. It's not even the first link. So you have to look on different links and find the right things and navigate through it. I, like you said, because I'm a bit more tech savvy, it was easier for me to understand. But someone who's a baby boomer probably will have a hard time understanding and navigating through the website itself.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The biggest thing is these cheap providers keep telling people that you're guaranteed to be cleared in 40 days or less. And I was explaining to them, you didn't hear the other part of the show. Well, I was explaining that the American government, you've got an office worker who gets these packets or these waiver applications sent to him or herself. and they it goes to an inbox, whether you have a paper inbox or electronic inbox. So once you're in the queue, how are they going to get people cleared in 40 days when you got a queue that's at least a 6-month backlog?
Yeah. No, so I don't see how. Well, now that I'm thinking about all of it, I don't see how that would have been possible, to be honest. I think probably filing in person might be better, because then that person would make sure that it goes through that person's hands directly, compared to being queued, like you said.
Yeah, because what we do is we prepare everything, and we have people go down to the borders we deal with. The officers know us there. They know me personally. And we have a great rapport with them. And long story short, out here in British Columbia, when they go down there, they take the packets. And some people get limousine rides down. So in your case, when you get out here, like I told you before, we'll send you down the limo as well, the file. So you go down in the limo. The guards will smirk when people pull up in the limo. But whatever, they, have people go inside, they take the packet, they process it, they forward it off to Virginia. The decision comes back in the mail, and 99% of what we do goes through. And that's also because, and my other guest that's listening, he knows full well, it's because with these packets, you just cannot slap them together. When you work for the American government, in a managerial capacity, you have to do your due diligence. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to manage people, manage your time, and manage your resources, because at times you have limited resources. You're going to come to creative on-the-spot decisions, like he used to do. So when you have these cases, they're going to look for certain criteria. And not to give the discount waiver companies any kind of advantage, but one of the biggest things they're looking for, not the only thing, but one of the bigger things, they want proof of rehabilitation. If you're not rehabilitated, you're not approved. I mean, it's like, this is for the general audience. It's like common sense 101. If you're not rehabilitated, you're not approved. People say, well, Ken, how do I show rehabilitation? Well, that's why you retain us, because that's why we get paid the big bucks. Kind of like if you buy your Lamborghini, are you going to take it to Midas Mufflers to get fixed, or take it to a certified Lamborghini tech? But anyway, that's just a bit of my rant, because you wouldn't believe the people that call in. Or
no, but it makes sense, because that's one thing I told them. I told them because I was very critical about them and the way that they were doing business. It's more like when they I don't know how many clients you take, but you've been following up a lot on me, so I don't have to keep asking you what's up and what are we doing. Where are we at? You tell me, okay, I need this XYZ, then you do what you have to do, and then you come back to me again for what you need next. But with the company that I was in business with, it's a lot more of, okay, I looked them up, that's okay. But then I have to ask all the different questions. I have to take a lot more of initiative. And, I guess you get what you pay for. So I guess because I paid a lesser fee, I had to do a lot more. But it didn't make sense, because to me they were overwhelmed, and they said, oh, well, we have so many jobs, that there's so many applications that we have to take on. But I told them, why do you take all these applications if you can't even treat them all properly? It doesn't make sense. So it matters. I understand that, because they're a bit cheaper, they probably want to make more volume than quality. Then I guess it's not good for us that might have a tougher case, and we need more explanation, and we need more guidance. Because as soon as I talked to you, I barely told you what was going on, and you told me, okay, well, for sure that didn't go through because of this. Oh, well, by looking at your letter, for sure you're missing that. And you were talking about the time, that how much time that I applied compared to when I got my last conviction, and I didn't show proof of rehabilitation, like you said. So a bunch of things that I was not aware of, and I guess that's my fault because I didn't pay a lot. Like I got what I paid for. So honestly, for whoever's listening, it's you shouldn't cheap that one out. Not gonna lie.
Oh no, I appreciate your candor, because the thing is, like I told you, I was a federal officer in Washington State, and I was a former law enforcement officer and trainer there, and former American federal employee, so with a couple of different agencies. So a lot of these laws we used to enforce, state and federal level. So for us, this stuff is essentially a no-brainer, and I worked with different law firms helping them develop strategy to win cases. So for us, it's a no-brainer. But what we ran into is the cheap dollar store competitors, they gave us a lot of hate online because there's a lot of things we can do they cannot do. We have access to a lot of material they do not have. It's a quick history. There's one gentleman back east, and he used to give me hate online. He was telling me I was in England. Right now, as of this day, as of December 23rd, 2022, I'm in England, apparently, which is fine. I guess Surrey, BC is England. Yes. So what we did was, in his case, all the hate you put online about us, we took copies of it, and we used it for marketing purposes. And the gentleman will hear this, and because of his free labor, so to speak, he actually helped us grow even larger. So I want to thank him from the cockles of my heart, his free labor for that. We had another bird, another discount company. She gave copies of our page regarding September Lesser. That's the lifetime clearances. And I just noticed 2 weeks ago. Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I didn't know this until 2 weeks ago when a client came in and he gave us copies of what he had from her, that company. And I said, so you realize this is from us? And I showed him the URL at the bottom. She didn't blank out the URL. And the point is, he was gobsmacked. He could not believe it. I said, well, type in the URL, see what it comes to. And it came right to us. I said, but anyway, so the point I'm getting at is, this business is kind of like a dog-eat-dog business, and they're looking for anything they can to keep the lights on. And that's why, like, even for you, whenever you need a Canadian pardon, you can always go to our YouTube channel, and you can check out the videos we have where we show you how to do your own pardon if you ever want to do one. Provide it free of charge, you know, to the public. So it's kind of our way of giving back to the community, our channel in general, you know, to help you guys out. You save some money here and there if you can. Because out here where we are, we're in Surrey, British Columbia. We've got 7 global locations, but the main one's Surrey. That's the one I'm at. We've got Surrey, Burnaby, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, London, England, Washington State, and Tallinn, Estonia. And out here, this place, you have to be really careful in this business, because this is the Compton, California, South Side Chicago of Canada, so to speak. So here, if people feel like you've ripped them off, there's a high degree of probability you will get a bad dose of lead poisoning. And I do not use that. But you know, it is what it is in the area, right? It's not like that in your area, but out here, you know, that's what you deal with. But anyway, so. I guess the long and short of the story is, we're just trying to show the public that this ESET, there's no 100% guarantee that you're going to be approved in 40 days or less, or approved at all, because your stuff took 8 months. Another gentleman went to a lawyer that I know, and he used ESET, and his took 2 years. He got denied. And we get these calls all the time, people saying, well, I was told it was faster. I said, well, you know what? I was told Easter Bunny is coming to see me tomorrow, or see you tomorrow. Easter Bunny has not showed up yet.
No, it's crazy. So
I know you're busy, so I won't hold you up too long. But do you have any parting words for the audience?
Well, just so...
Just so the audience know, it's they well, how could I say that? Doing it through eSafe, it's really not like it won't make things easier. It won't make things faster. You have to go through the process. You can't cheat the process. Make sure that you have a company that you know that knows what they're doing, and check on Google. Check the reviews on Google. Just don't take any cheap company, because at the end of the day, if you cheat this one out, you're gonna regret it and end up going with that company anyway. Because ultimately you'll get denied. So it's important that you don't cheat this one out.
You know what? Thank you very, very much. I appreciate you telling people that, making it known, because some people just don't seem to get it. And in closing, one of the things I can say for us is we use the same adjudication manuals and standards that CBP uses. We use their own resources, their own techniques. That's how we get this stuff through. And no other apparently provider, be it lawyer or Batman's Pardons and Waivers company, has this material or access or knows how to do this. So for us, we love it. So.
Yeah, but I'm very glad you're very honest and transparent, and I really appreciate everything you've done. And so far, everything you I feel like you're on top of everything, and so it's a great journey for me, great start of the journey for me.
You know, I really appreciate that, and we're gonna carry some stuff out to you anyway. Some things we'll have to get from you. And just thing rolling, so we'll turn you around. Though it won't be retired. But the people that have stuff like child molestation or tied to like certain groups that I cannot say on the air, their stuff's a lot harder to clear. But yours won't be as challenging as that stuff. But anyway, all right. So I'll let you go. John, and thanks for being a guest on our show, and I'll probably follow up with you later today. Well, you're going to be tied up later today, so maybe tomorrow I'll just give you a shout then.
All right, well, take care of yourself, and thank you again for everything and the tremendous opportunity, and hopefully I could help some of the people that was misguided out there, because honestly it's a tough feeling. You feel kind of desperate, you don't know exactly what to do, but I feel like I'm in the right hands, and it really feels good to be properly guided to them.
We'll take good care of you and you're back east, so you're not even out in DC, so we'll see you when you come out.
Baby, it's within your arm. All right, take care.
Okay.
Have a beautiful day.
Okay, guys, so John is gone. And so you guys heard his story as to what happened. Again, not to be a parrot, but the moral of the story is eSafe is not a 100% guarantee of approval. It is not a 100% guarantee that you will... Well, your case will be adjudicated in 40 days or less. It's no guarantee, either one. So if you guys fall prey to the lawyers and discount waiver companies who peddle this BS, and you fall for it, and then you get bent over the table, there's only one person to blame, and it's not us. You blame yourself. So at the academy, one of our instructors used to always say to us, he said, people, common sense has got to kick in sometime. Think outside the box. If a green gorilla jumps out of the bushes while you're on patrol, what do? Will you invite you? You arrest him. Because we had a few people in class who would ask some questionable questions. Questions that didn't really make much sense. But anyway, so I'm going to pass it off to you guys. Again, common sense has got to kick in sometime, hopefully. So, anyway, so Lord Ken Scott, Sr., U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst with Triple W, usentrywaiverservices.com, and that's 888-908-3841 or 604-562-8140. And as you guys are well aware, in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, South Bent, Trope, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area, bull massive, pit bull terrier, I'm coming through like the Wu dumping chambers, third life, get it right, nigga, danger. Seven shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the nine knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my stalls on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
Commission going combat, gangsta vidian, terrorize the vidian. I thought you knew Swift to the combo, competitor, garage cheese, looks like Predator. Knocking out, beyond the bus, right, fuck a trick.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all know something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
As I ride, smoking that crack, oh, still stay lit, my eyes are slow, they clang like fire. I keep the blazing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Fuck peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. As great, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce.